Okay, I'm with Jackie Roth, and we are in her lovely place in Albany Villas, down the seaside at Hove on a beautiful sunny day with the water features playing in the background and the planes buzzing around us. So, Jackie, let's start with some dream writing. You've been doing some writing well over the last week. Should we just sort of do what we normally do, just start off with some dream writing? So just sort of get rid of your week. Just dump it on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And off you go.
Where to start? Lots happened in the last week. Right now,
So you're just writing now and I'm just going to pick it up later. Okay, so that's your ambience done. So, Jackie, tell us about what's been happening for you. What happened during your dream writing there? What happened on the page?
The first thing that came out was the memory of last week when I did my first live broadcast. And I was absolutely gobsmacked at how many people had heard it because I hadn't actually told anyone I was doing it. And suddenly I got all these comments about, oh my God, so it really is time to get writing because people now want to read what I'm writing.
No excuses left.
No excuses.
So have
at
you done
all.
Much writing?
I've done some more editing of the children's stories and I was... took the first step in being brave and sharing. I actually read them to my sister, who obviously sort of knows the stories, but I've adapted it slightly. And I think that was really good because reading things out loud seems to make such a difference. And so with her, she's now going to help me do some editing because I realised I repeated myself too often and there's maybe a bit too much description. And so, yes, it's a case now of using somebody else and they're sharing for the first time of what you've actually written on the page is always a big step.
It's a difficult one when you actually enlist someone else to help you with that. You know, the group support in the Dream Writers group is one thing. I would advise you not to be too dependent on your sister because obviously she would know those stories incredibly well.
Yes, I can see that, but also it's the first time she's actually read them all the way through, and so in lots of ways it was quite an impartial, although, you know, she's my sister, it was quite impartial. I understand what you're saying about other people, but I felt more confident and comfortable sharing it with her.
Great, fair enough. So we'd love to hear a little bit of it. Are you ready